A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming. And he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." And then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go. Do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees, I think, were sincerely trying to find the kingdom of God, waiting for the kingdom of God as they understood it. And so they were looking for the definitive sign. When will God reestablish this kingdom centered in Jerusalem? Take charge of the world again. What will be the sign that this is about to happen? And so Jesus tries to tell them it's not like that. In fact, the kingdom of God is among you already. It is Jesus. His presence establishes the kingdom of God. Broken into this world, already here is the kingdom of God where Jesus is. And the signs are not things in the sky. The signs are the love among men. The new relationships between people. The recommitment and reconnection between humanity and God. You can hear in the background, I'm in Rome. Those are the sounds of the traffic and the birds. It's a beautiful sunset I just witnessed overlooking the Vatican. I can always find the kingdom of God here in Rome. But it isn't just the beautiful sunset or the beautiful churches. I come here to Santa Sabina, to our headquarters, and I find the kingdom of God among my brothers. These good people sincerely trying to find God. And I sit down with one brother and I have a conversation. "Tell me, how is it going with you? How is your soul?" And we share how things are going. And the kingdom of God passes between us. For Jesus is still here, right? Jesus is among us today. And here's something that Jesus could not have said to the Pharisees: the kingdom of God is within you. But of course, God does say that to us, the baptized, where the Holy Spirit comes within us, grafting us onto the body of Christ. And so the kingdom of God is not just among us, it's within us. And so today, there's two questions I would like you to look at in your own life. Have you experienced the kingdom of God today? Look for it, not in the skies, not in signs. Look for it among the people that you meet. More importantly, the kingdom of God is within you. And so, have you been the kingdom of God today? Have your actions manifested the love of God and established the kingdom of God among yourself and others?